This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis fans of Weird Al Yankovic are rejoicing over his return to the spotlight. Weird Al is known for 3 decades of satirizing the songs of top musicians. His new album, Mandatory Fun, recently debuted as #1 on the Billboard charts. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler introduces us to one of Weird Al's biggest fans who happens to live in Webster Groves.
15 years ago, when high school senior Katie Borders was watching VH1's Behind the Music, she saw Weird Al come out as a nerd, something that would become a theme in his work.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Nerdy is also how Katie describes herself.
I was in marching band all 4 years. I was a very good student. I was the kid who liked Star Trek and Lord of the Rings, and the girl who liked those things too, which was even weirder.
But it's okay to be weird, Al seemed to say. Katie immediately made plans to see Weird Al's upcoming concert at Six Flags. It was 1999, the year he released his parody of Zoot Suit Riot.
Grapefruit diet. I'll get those jelly donuts out of here.
Donuts and other junk foods sustained Katie and her Mizzou college friends on the road trips they made to see Weird Al concerts as far away as Los Angeles. She's now seen him a total of 26 times.
This is all the Weird Al stuff.
Rummaging through a box full of souvenirs, Katie recalls the heyday of her Weird Al obsession.
So I have a few tapes. Alapalooza, Greatest Hits, and the Food album. I don't even have a way to play these. A certificate of ordination for the Church of Yankovia.
Katie's Weird Al worship even extends to her wedding anniversary. She and her high school sweetheart, Heath, got married on Weird Al's birthday. She doesn't recall every detail of how she met her husband, but she does remember everything about her first encounter with Al alongside his tour bus in Springfield, Illinois.
And he put his arm around me and said it was good to meet me. And yeah, and for some reason at that time, I was on this kick where I had celebrities sign my leg. So he got down and he signed my leg for me, which was pretty amazing.
When Katie was sitting on the front row at another concert, she was shocked when Al came over, sat on her lap, and sang his version of a love song.
I don't have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out?
I was just looking into his face. His eyes were staring right in mine, and I was just like, I can't believe this is happening.
Your face is real symmetrical, and your nostrils are so nice.
So how does Katie's husband deal with his wife's Weird Al obsession? He says he's happy to share.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's plenty of room in our relationship for Weird Al.
But there are limits to Katie's Weird Al mania. For example, neither of her sons is named Al. But 5-year-old Ben and 2-year-old Sam are following in her musical footsteps. Sam sings a little backup as Ben accommodates my request for a Weird Al song they sometimes hear at mealtime.
Just eat it! Just eat it! Don't make me repeat it!
Eat it! Eat it!
How to laugh at life's absurdities is a lesson Katie hopes Weird Al will teach her sons. The couple plans to take Ben to Weird Al's next St. Louis concert. Ben can't wait to hear him sing the new parody of Pharrell's Happy called Tacky.
Cause I'm tacky, come along if you know what happiness is, it's true.
Little brother Sam can come along to see Weird Al too, as soon as he's able to stay up past 10 p.m. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.